Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach. I'm here live with you today. So excited to be with you guys. I was meditating right before this show, and I just really want to get started with talking about how quickly you're going to see manifestations right now, guys. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the August energy, and then we'll take callers. So the first thing I want you to pay attention to is if you have like a gentle focus on something, it's like something like, oh, that was interesting, or, oh, this person was talking about that. And then the next thing is I see has that on the cover of the magazine. And so pay attention to these synchronicities, because the more you sort of give energy to what I focus on, I'm getting, even in these small things, it's going to build your confidence as a creator. And that's what we need to build this month, is going, hey, I am confident. I am knowing that what I'm getting is me, and I'm seeing evidence of that daily, the good and the bad, okay? Because what I'm seeing so much with people right now, guys, is that we are at a crossroads. This is a time that you're either going to fall into the pit or you're going to rise to the top of the mountain. And you are the only one that can choose that for yourself. I will share on a personal level, this, even in this short first week of August, there has been so many intense energies. I have a friend that diagnosed with terminal brain cancer. I had a friend die of a drug overdose last week. So these energies are intensifying, and you're going to feel it in your own life. So anything that you have left unresolved inside of you, a fear, an anxiety, an insecurity, whatever it may be, is coming up with a vengeance. And this is a great time to release it, because August is a very powerful heart month. It's a moving forward month. It is a Leo month. It's actually my birthday tomorrow. This is a great month to sort of burn off that old energy and come back into your true heart and come back into hope and positivity and sunshine, which is what this month represents. So this is a great month to go, wow, I keep manifesting, whether it's pain or being treated unfairly or feeling victimized, whatever it may be. Wow, this is me. And when you take ownership of it, you're able to really shift it, and the energies are supporting that. August is a very potent month with new energy. But if you're dragging the old with you, that old energy is going to explode. So you need to sort of let go of the old energies to allow in this new energy. And then the new energy is coming. So if you are still carrying the old is just going to get way bigger, and you won't be able to sort of miss it. Again, in my own life, my husband has been dealing with, you know, work drama, and he is seeing this pattern in his own life of like, oh my gosh, this insecurity, this sort of feeling of imposter syndrome. And my husband is brilliant and amazing, but that little boy in him, this stuff from childhood, from feeling bullied as a child and trauma as a child, is still with him. And he's like, wow, this is really in my face. I'm like, yeah, because it's, you cannot move forward with it. Okay. So I just want to really go into today with you guys, with callers, what are you still carrying and what can we help you release today? Okay. So look where you can sort of give love to something. And so I'm going to use this example of like dating. I have so many clients looking for partners or interviewing for jobs or whatever. And the perspective is usually, do they like me? Like me, like me, like me. Am I getting am I valuable? Give me the validation I'm seeking. And this is a great time to go, well, what do I like about this? And do I like this person? And is this something I want, instead of so focused on other. So this is a self-centered month, guys, because it's Leo. Leos are all about themselves usually. The Leo is the king, right? The queen. So this is about you going, what do I love? What do I like? What do I want? In that perspective, it also gives you your power back in the dynamic. Okay. So again, this is about job interviews or dating, that sort of thing. So I did mention in my update about this sense of what confidence is. Confidence is trusting yourself. And that's what you want to build this month as far as being a creator. You want to trust yourself as a creator. So how do we do that? We do it by that gentle focus of going, let me really pay attention, challenge the universe to show you evidence of what a powerful creator you are. I will tell you, I know I'm a powerful creator. And I don't know if some of you know, because I got a lot of emails from you guys, but both my websites got hacked. I have two businesses and both of them got hacked. And I remember the feeling, and I wanted to give you guys this example because it's just such a real time, real example of like how I try to process things. And it was like, I took the massive hit, and the hit was, I don't feel safe. I feel attacked. It feels like a violation. Okay. And I've had a lot of that in my past and trauma from that, from my childhood, which I thought was gone. But this website hacking just made me feel extremely vulnerable and unsafe. And it took me out of that knowing that I'm the creator. And then I was like, okay, where have I been feeling unsafe? Where have I been feeling insecure? And on that, while I'm on hold with my with my webmaster, and I'm like, I'm opening solutions. It's okay. What does this make me know I want? I want to feel safe out in the world. I want to know that I'm protected. I want to know that I'm safe being who I am and vulnerable. In this work, you guys, I'm super confident. I know who I am. I've learned to trust myself over 20 years of doing this work, 22 years of doing this work, really. And I, as most of you know, I was in the music industry for most of my life, from the age of 7 to about 30. And I had a lot of trauma in that. And so I'm doing music again in this past year, and it has been so joyful and so amazing and so fun. But I definitely was like, wow, I still have a resistance to putting myself out there. Because I'll tell you this, guys, my intuition site, this site, was up in 5 seconds. The music site I have kept breaking down. And I was like, oh, it's showing me I still have energy there. I got to clean up. So instead of going, why has this happened to me? Oh my God, it's so horrible. I'm like, okay, this is me. I can see this is showing me that I have resistance here, and that's okay. That means it's giving me a gift that I can turn it around, and now it's all solved and everything's fine. And keeping that perspective. Also, I will say it was easier to me to keep that perspective because I have people going through real massive traumas like cancer, like death, like loss all around me that I was really trying to support. So this, I was able to sort of hold that perspective of like, hey, no big deal, right? This is just a website. It's not a big deal in the big scheme of things. But this is just important. I have to share these things with you guys because this is life on life's terms. This is what we go through every day. These small triggers, these small things that become really, really big. Okay. So it's about pivoting and learning to self-soothe and seeing that, wow, the solution, as soon as I shift my energy, solutions pour in. It's unbelievable, you guys. It's pretty amazing. And I absolutely love it. So the other thing about this August that I absolutely love is there's sort of like an awakening of a rebirth of dreams, of things like childlike, oh, I want to do that. Oh my gosh, that sounds so fun. Like an exciting, fun energy that's going to require courage and bravery. And what I mean by courage and bravery, it's tough because I don't like feel the fear and do it anyway, because I think the fear is an important indicator. I think that's an important message that our body is giving us that we need to pay attention to. It means I'm having thoughts that have resistance. But I think courage and bravery is committing to our desire and making the desire and the love bigger than the fear, more dominant than the fear. And that's what you want to bring in this month of like, what am I afraid of really? And what would it take for me to do this? What would it take for me to take a chance on myself? And whether it's dating or a job or whatever. So those are the things you want to ask yourself, because this month is really, really powerful. And I love this energy. The other thing, which is the flip side of the coin on this sort of powerful energy, is there's going to be like sort of quick to anger also. You'll notice yourself like maybe a little more hot, running hot than normal. And this is, again, on a sort of global energy. There's a sense of people being a little more prickly. Again, wounding is up. You know, most people aren't doing the work we're doing. So just be aware and don't take that energy on. I will say this. My four-year-old is I think I've told you guys before that he is very powerful little being, highly sensitive energy. And he has such a tuning to other people that I really see energies in him. And he is very quick to rage. He's quick to joy and quick to rage. So his joy level is through the roof. His rage level can equally go through the roof. He's an intense little being. And we bought these mindfulness child books. And when I tell you guys, I was like, I mean, these are fabulous. Like, they were done by psychologists, and it's all the stuff I teach all the time, but I love seeing it, giving it to a child. And one of the things it was talking about acknowledging where you are and the self-awareness of, where am I? Am I, wow, I'm irritated. Wow, what anger level am I? And it's like low, medium, high, and then exploding. And so my four-year-old, we've been reading these mindfulness books, and it talks about deep breathing and moving your body and how we can sort of release the anger and shift the anger and shift your perspective based on focusing on something that you desire or that you like. I mean, it's all Abraham. It's all everything, you know, creationism, all of these mindfulness books for children, and I'm crazy about them. But one of the things that's so funny is my four-year-old, he was having this sort of really strong reaction yesterday because it was his last day of preschool and my kids are starting new schools. And so there's a lot of anxiety and a lot of fear, which I've been really acknowledging and trying to support them in. And my son was just extremely angry because he's afraid, and that's how he responds to his fear. So I was like, hey, buddy, I feel like you're really scared. He goes, I am, and my anger level is high. And I started laughing because I loved that, like, we read these books and he gets it. Like, he instantly has that self-awareness, and we're so geared away from going, I am angry right now, and that's where I'm feeling, and this is what I want. And so kind of giving yourself permission to go, I'm angry right now because there's something that's really important to me right now. I'm like, Dario, there's something really important to you right now. What is it? You know? So I use him because he's such a great example for me of how hot I really do run, because he got it from me. I run super hot, and to watch him build this awareness even at 4 years old. So let's build this awareness like my four-year-old this month, and know that any feeling you're having, it's because there's strong desire. And when you figure out what that strong desire is, then you can move towards the solution. Okay. The other thing I wanted to bring up with you guys is this sense of calm, powerful energy. There's a sense this month of a grounding that you can feel. And I'm going to use a very strange example, but I'm a fan of Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer, and my husband and I love the show. And the reason I love the show is because all he does is talk about energy. And he goes, it's your energy. The dogs aren't responding to your words. They're responding to your energy. And what he is showing you is that dogs and horses especially are mirror animals. So they are going to reflect you in real time where you're at. If you're anxious, your dog's going to be anxious. If you're afraid, your dog's going to see you as a weak. It's like this sense of like, wow, what a gift these beasts of our planet are to reflect to us how we're feeling. And at the same time, understanding that we need to find our peace and our calm to be our best in the world. And that's what the animals teach us, is because the dogs are really helping people find their peace and their calm. So that's your goal. It's find the peace and calm, and then the joy and the flow comes. So I always tell people, it's like, we're not reaching for joy right away when we're angry. We're reaching for the calm, the groundedness. And I just find that helpful. I hope you guys do too, because I don't know. I love any tool to sort of get us back to that grounding. Lastly, guys, I gave you guys some exercises for this month, and I highly recommend these in the months to come. These are so important. Obviously, meditate every day. I can't, you know, stress this enough. I will say my kids have been off from school, and I didn't for 3 days, and I could really feel the difference, and I know you guys will too. Practice non-resistant statements around things. I would love it if, wouldn't it be nice if. This is how we have a gentle, non-resistant focus on something that we desire, okay? Move your body, guys. If you're feeling anxious, if you're feeling depressed, move your body, dance, go for a walk, get out in nature. This is the time to let that stuck energy move. Moving your body is a great way to release stuck energy. Write out where you feel like you could build your confidence and trust in yourself. So for example, I want to feel confident about myself in this. I want to know that I'm valuable and loved. Whatever it is, guys, get really clear on where your holes are and how you can fill them. Okay. All right. I'm excited to get started today. As you guys know, I don't have a producer. I do this all myself. So I'm going to call out your area code. So pay attention and then just give me your name and where you're calling from and we will jump in. I'm so excited. All right. Let's start. I have 814 here. First caller.
Hello. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Wow. Hi.
This is Lisa in Florida.
Hi, Lisa. All right, how can I help you today?
On July 9th, I was sitting on the couch looking straight ahead at my computer, and I thought I saw kind of out the corner of my eye like a flash of what I would say was like a shadow. Okay. And I'm wondering if I really saw that.
Absolutely. It happens to me. All the time. Okay. All the time since I was a little girl.
Yeah, it's like the third.
Yeah, it just means, yeah, it's like almost like you see someone walking by from the corner of your eye, or people do this with animals. It could be a loved one that's passed. It can be a beast that is passed. It's usually someone that's in your field, and you, because you are in a non-resistant moment, your senses could tune to them.
Yeah, what was strange about it is that it was really low to the ground, and it was it wasn't like in the shape of an animal or a person or anything, but I did feel like maybe it was my dog that passed away a few years ago because it was low to the ground.
Yes, yes. The beasts of your planet will visit you, and they're quick in their energy, so they move by very fast. But they're just letting you know that I'm still playing here. I'm still energetically with you. I mean, the animals of our planet are our deepest soulmates. You know, we really have soulmates and animals. And I absolutely I'm a cat person. I love dogs too, but mm-hmm. I've seen my cats. It's crazy. Like I would feel them on my bed sometimes, like feel pressure on my bed.
I've had that happen too. Okay.
Yeah. So that just means you're in a moment of alignment where you're allowing you're allowing a higher frequency to be available to your senses.
Right.
Which is really cool.
Can I ask one more thing?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Okay. Do you see me in marriage?
I always say this, if you can desire it, it's a yes. And you do desire it. The challenge for you is you're going, well, I don't see it. You don't see the how, and it's really hard with partners because you really got to turn it over to the universe and like kind of let go of the control. Mm-hmm. They're showing me many doors to this for you. There's not one door. You have the universe is like, we're ready to take you. We're ready to take you to everything you want in this partner. Can you tell me they're saying, your challenge is you must keep your heart open and tell us continually, I'm ready to love and be loved. That's what you need to feel, that energy. I'm ready to love and be loved.
Okay. Okay.
Because it just feels like there's still a little guardedness when you're out in the world.
Oh, yeah, there's huge guardedness, and I need to stop watching all these murder shows. You know, that doesn't help any.
Girl, you got to stop watching those murder shows. I love them, too, and I had to stop. Girl, I was starting to bring me high anxiety. I haven't watched them in a couple years, but I used to love murder mysteries, and my husband's like, what happened to you? You don't watch these anymore. I'm like, I can't watch them anymore.
Yeah, I feel like I'm more intuitive or something, and it just gets really – it really messes with my mind. And so I stopped for a long time, but now I'm like, there's never anything on, so I'm like back
to that
again.
But,
yeah, I
got to
quit doing
that. Romantic comedy. That's what you watch. Watch the romantic comedy because those are like, oh, my God, that's what I want, and that's what I want, and that's what I want. Like one of my things before I met my husband is I was obsessively watch When Harry Met Sally because that movie brought me joy. You know, it brought me joy and it made me feel, you know, or Love Actually or those kind of movies. I always say bring in the energy you want, which is I would love those romantic comedies because it tuned me to that desire of it being easy and it's fun and someone, you know, really being in love and all of that. But it's absolutely there for you, Lisa, 100% guarantee.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Yay, no problem. Thanks, Lisa.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Next, I have 678. 678.
Hey, Nadia. Happy birthday. It's Laura from Atlanta.
Thank you. Hi, Laura. Oh, my God. You're in such a good energy today. I'm loving this vibe.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, what are you picking up on? I wanted a general and then I'll ask one specific. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So this is interesting because your energy feels really good. It feels like you've sort of turned some corners in your healing work. Does that make sense to you? Like there are some things that I feel like you're really making progress on. Does that make sense to you?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We're still working on opening to really new possibilities. You're still a little bit small in your thinking and you're not fully in your power, but you're on the road and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Okay, good. Well, you know, I've been on this road for a long time, and I'm looking at that, you know, in programs. I am traveling this week, and I'm, super happy to be getting out of the house since all I've been doing is physical therapy, you know. And I just wanted to, get tips or –
Yeah, yeah. Well, first of all, get ahead of it. You're not ahead of it. There's still more anxiety around this trip than there is joy and excitement. And we want to sort of shift that. It's like 60-40 right now. So I'd like to, and we want to flip the 60-40. Okay, like flip it. So what I feel like is I always do this before a trip because I get travel anxiety because I'm a control freak and an A-type personality. And when I have small kids, I just get so much anxiety before a trip. So what I always do is go, this is how I want it to go. I want it to be smooth. I want to meet great people. I want us all to have fun. I want the flight to be on time. I want the luggage to be there. I want to bring all the perfect things. I want to have everything I need. I want the universe to surprise and delight me. I want to feel good in my body the whole time, etc.
Yes, that's the main thing because of the, you know, of course, it's the wrist, broken wrist, and then my shoulders really start to bother me. And
so I'm going to
ask
for help.
Today.
Yeah, and I think for you, the beauty is, hey, excuse me, and like really opening yourself up to asking for help. Can you help me get my bag down? You know, I have a shoulder injury. Can you, you know, really connecting with people? Because people are happy to do that for you. Like I was traveling by myself with my son when he was 7 months old, and I'll tell you, I had to ask for help, okay? Like I did.
I do that anyway, for sure.
Yeah, and I think that that's the gift because they're showing me here that there's like – right now where you are, there's still a little bumpiness and I want you to really just smooth out that road because you could really have a fun journey during this and have it be really smooth.
Okay.
Because they're showing me
I have
people ready to help you. They're just showing me that. They're like people are going to show up ready to help you right when you need them.
Okay. And I have had that. It's just, I don't know why I'm, well, it's a big deal, you know, obviously when you break your wrist and then the shoulder hurts and da-da-da. And I just am so ready to break through and start, you know, doing things again. And I don't want to overdo, but, which bag do I bring? Yeah.
Right. Your body's going to tell you. So you're going to go, which bag feels better? Don't think about it. You're very mind focused. And you're so intuitive, but you divert to the mind every time. And that's what I'm trying to help you with, sort of listening to, you know, like I always say, like, which bag feels better? You know, like when I think about this bag, I always make the decision and see how I feel. So sometimes meditating before we do this is helpful. So you have that sort of inward focus. Because you're like, what's my intention? I want it to be easy. I want to have the perfect bag so it's easy to get up and down. And I want it to, you know, my body to thrive during this process. And, you know, and if anything, they're showing me that the movement and the energy is actually going to help your healing, not hinder
it. Okay. I was going to ask.
It's almost like you're protecting it too much a little bit. You're guarding it. Yeah. And they're showing me that this is going to help, like, open up that energy a little bit.
Because I'm going to go for the weekend after, you know, I'm working and I can't wait to give a workshop again. And then I'm going to the hot springs. So that'll feel really good.
Oh, that'll be fabulous. Yeah. It's going to be great. Yeah. Just do me a favor and just get ahead of it, of the logistical stuff.
Okay. And anything else you see that I just, you know, all the stuff I'm always working on, any new?
Yeah. You know, they're showing me here. Don't worry right now. There's so many things brewing for you that they want you to just keep doing this internal work. Just the seed is planted, keep watering it because there are many things that are ready to sprout, but they're not sprouting right now. So just trust this process.
Perfect.
I needed to hear that because I'm like, I should maybe do a little more, but you know,
no,
it's okay.
No, they're saying no. Mm-mm-mm. Just keep doing that energy work. That's what you need. You're a doer. Don't worry about the doing. You'll know when you need to do. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Laura.
Awesome. Happy birthday tomorrow again.
Thank you. Have a great day. Next I got 415. I think it's San Francisco. Hello.
Hey, Nadia. This is Paula.
Oh, hey.
From California.
See? Paula in California. How are you, girl?
Hey. Well, a little bit stressed out, but it has to do with, I have to move because I got notified that I need to move by November 1st. And so it's bringing up a lot of things. Like the main thing that I really want to work through is I never get what I want, you know?
You're not in a good place today. They're showing me anxiety.
Right.
They're showing me survival fear. And what I want to do for you is really get you into, you're not in choice right now. And instead of going, this move is happening for me. I got plenty of time to figure it out. And I want the perfect place. And I want it to be smooth. And I want the money to come in. And I knew that I wasn't in the right place. And so the universe is just pushing me where I want to be. And everything is happening for me and it's all working out and it's okay. And moving's stressful, but I want it to be fun and I want it to be smooth and show me universe the path because you have time. You're not, you don't need to worry about it this red hot minute. You do need to sit down and calm the energy because right now their momentum is fear, anxiety. And I get it because listen, I moved 4 times in 4 years. So I completely understand. Okay. But I think that you're angry about it still, you're resentful, and you're not going, this is me. I'm bringing this to me for a reason.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's also a pattern. It's my mom's pattern I'm seeing, you know, and it's just this old, you know, ancient, embedded, and it's like, no, I'm done with it, you know.
Yes, and they're showing me here, you're ready to walk away from that energy, and part of it is this move.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, so
it's
funny. They're showing me
so expensive.
Okay. So bring me the right person and the right time. I want the right price. Show me, it doesn't matter what other people are creating. It doesn't matter what the market looks like right now. When it's my place, I will know and it will all work out perfectly. This is what I mean is you are the creator of your experience, you know, and they're showing me here, this move is so I'm going to tell you right now, there is a place. It's not ready today. It'll be ready for you at the perfect time. You'll find it in probably September, October. Okay? And they're showing me great neighbors, really nice connections around you, this sort of really good energy in the community.
Yeah.
Okay? So this
That's
is a
I
good
want.
Move.
Yep.
This is a, I'm telling you right, I have not one negative energy around this move.
I know
so
it is. It's
good to me.
I mean,
so
it's long overdue.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying is like, this is your path. Like, know that you created this because the universe is doing for you what you can't do for yourself. It's like, girl, get out. Okay.
Exactly.
And, oh, girl, I'm telling you, Paula, this is such a positive thing. And I just want to give you permission to go, it can go the way I want it to go. Okay.
Yeah.
And it can, and your place isn't ready for you yet, but it will be at the perfect time.
Yes. Thank you so much for that.
No problem. Of course. Yeah. I always tell you what I'm seeing and it's there. It's in your energy field already.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Did that
and
feel
I
a little
also
better?
Want to say happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Well, keep me posted on that, Paula, because I know you have a couple months, but just shift the energy first, okay, because you do have time.
Yes.
Which is
and
great.
You
I would
told
do it, like,
me this
today.
Was going to happen. You told me when we had our private thing in the beginning of the year, you said this was going to happen.
I hate to be right about these things, but it's because you already created
it. No, it's a good thing.
Yeah, you already created it, you know, so I can just see the trajectory of where your energy is moving. That's all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks so much,
well, thank
Mama.
You.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye soon. Next, I got 650. Hello.
Hi, Nadia. It's Maria from San Francisco.
Maria! You got through, girl!
I know! I'm so happy. Me too. The phone was cutting out. Sorry. I emailed you. I could not get, most of the whole intro. And then it
so
got
weird.
Clear just as you got into calls. So I'm like, okay. So I won't spend too much time on that, but just FYI.
No, thanks. Dee and I are, so over Blog Talk Radio. We're trying to find a new service where we can take callers, and there aren't any. Because her and I are both like, ugh. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so as you're talking, it's clicking, but I can hear you now. Okay, so I liked what you just said about the move because if you remember, I'm doing that too sometime.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Still not sure where or when, but every day I'm like, I wish it was now, and the whole unsafe thing with the aunt situation.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Still out of control. Restarted. I thought it was just getting under control. So I'm re-looking into the bombing of the house somehow.
Girl, you just got to bomb that shit. I got to tell you, I totally get it. And, I got to say, Maria, you feel different. And in a good way.
Yeah.
Okay, can you hear me? You feel different in a good way. And
there's
this sense of you've shifted a trajectory, and I really want to acknowledge that. Okay?
Thank you.
And it's big. And you haven't seen how big it is yet. The evidence is coming. Mm-hmm. But the work you're doing, even more of the pivoting, because I'm telling you right now, this is the most shift I felt in you since I've ever met you. And you're releasing old attachments. So the fear and the unsafety are still there, but they're not as huge. And does that make sense?
Yeah. Every day I'm still uncomfortable, and actually was calling with health questions, but I'll answer you on this because it's in my face every day. All day I'm uncomfortable with the unexpected, and so I'm just trying to take, okay, how can I deal with the unexpected?
Yeah.
I didn't sleep till 3:30 because the ants started coming in on my bed and and my stuff again, and then just the construction and the family just doing stuff without letting me know, so it was a lot of noise, and I was just okay, I just need to
So the ants and the
learn
noise.
From this more.
Well, the ants and the noise are telling you what? They're annoying, they're busy, they're sort of distracting, they're frustrating. So these are just feelings, they're just things that you already have been feeling, that's it. Definitely just the path of least resistance is bomb the house for the ants. But I think the big thing we're moving you towards is finding your power. And what they're showing me here is you are actually on that path now, which before I felt like you were kind of turned away from it. You are on the path of finding your power. You're just not all the way there yet. So I just want to acknowledge that you are on that path. So with the health stuff, what's the feeling that it's bringing up? And my guess is the powerless.
Stuff coming.
Okay.
It is power, but it was also how to integrate properly, how to release properly. Because I found a lump at the lowest part of my digestive tract kind of area. And so now I'm I don't know what it is. It's going to take weeks to find out. I don't know if it's an infection. So that was part of my question. I know it's not malignant, but it's not going away with what I am trying to do to treat. And I don't know if I need more energy medicine or other things.
Let me look into it. It's at the bottom of your stomach. Okay. Did you say the bottom, near
the
uterus,
the digestive tract, and then the fibroids started increasing that part of the symptom. So
because that's where I went. It was showing me fibroids, it was showing me polyp, it was showing me growth, but not cancer. Do you know what I mean? It's showing me inflammation and sort of congestion, for lack of a word. And I think that this is what is in your mind and happening all around you. This sort of blocking, congestion, blocked energy. It just feels blocked, and it's in your female center. It's in your gut, which is, of course, intuition, power, grounding, so it all makes sense. I don't feel like it's a crisis. Okay. It's not showing me in the same way with my friend with brain cancer. That is that's a different thing. That was 10 years in the making. But that said, with you, I want you to focus on opening to show me my true power and really looking for that confidence and evidence of you as the creator, Maria, because your sensitivity is so through the roof and you manifest physical shit. You know, you just like that. That's how powerful you are. And once you start going to the positive, the solutions will come in equally as fast. There's a sense of you not trusting spirit, not knowing when it's spirit. Do you know what I mean? And spirit feels like calm and peace. And so this sounds weird, but like, do you do anything that's creative? Writing, dance, painting, anything like that that calls to you in any way?
No, because I don't feel safe to do that or have the environment. So I, for survival, turn that off. To even now, like all these programs and all these healers, I don't feel like I can sit and meditate because now like I have the whole ant situation.
Sure. So and like, that's why you need to take care of that ASAP and bomb. Yeah, and bomb. Yeah. But this is the answer, a manifestation of your resistance to connecting with your true self and your true power. And I will tell you what they're showing me here as your challenge, because like I told my little child in the mindfulness books, the way to release energy is moving your body. And they're showing me here that the creative energy of anything creative, writing, moving your body, poetry, freaking, you know, clay, it doesn't matter, is going to help sort of break up this energy you're trying to break up. Okay. Because creative energy sort of opens those bottom chakras. It opens up the safety chakra. It opens up that chakra. And so I just want to help you sort of help clear this energy and help open quicker, you know? So if you can deal with the ants right away, because that is, I totally get that. You can't relax if you like bugs are going to crawl over you. You're human. You know, that's insane. I totally get it. Even if they don't bite, it's still creepy. Yeah, they're showing me here.
Rats. Oh, no, they're biting. They're biting now. This is the first time ever. They're biting.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like,
oh, girl.
Yeah.
Girl. Okay, yeah, you got to bomb it. So what I want to focus on to you is opening your heart to your true power. That's the intention. And finding the calm and the peace and opening up to creative energy to release the old stuck energy that's in your body that keeps creating these physical symptoms, okay? Even if you're like swinging and listening to music, anything to move energy that's creative, okay? This can be anything, okay? But they're really bringing this in strong for you to help you in this process. But please do me a favor and deal with those ants, because you're right. It's a big honker manifestation that the path of least resistance is just to, you got to get rid of them, you know? And you are on the path to owning you're a creator, and you just need to keep going, sweetie. You just do. I know it's in you. I know it is, you know? You have a powerful asking for your power. You've been asking to feel in your power, and it's really calling you. But you need to tune to it a little, you know, to feel that pull, and then you'll start feeling it. Yes?
I just have so many questions. I'm just like, which one do I even ask? Should I do anything else regarding trying to balance hormones?
Right now they're saying deal with the lump and then it's going to lead to hormonal things. Like they're showing me they're connected. You're absolutely right. It's connected to the fibroids and stuff, but
it is. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It feels connected. Like the fibroids and the hormones feel connected. So it feels like what you want to do generally is open to solution, open to freedom, open to your power in a general way. And the solutions to all this physical stuff will just come to you. Because when you go for fibroids, they're going to address hormones. You see what I mean?
Right.
So the way you balance your body.
On the other side.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's all connected. And so when you balance your body, when you meditate, when you're in a good, calm state, your cells start to function better.
Right.
When you're disconnected and disempowered, your body starts to fall in on itself. That's it. So that's why I'm like, yeah. Meditate, get creative, because it's going to really help all these solutions come in to every single thing that's important to you. And I'm just trying to get you to all the solutions.
Yeah, I'll need to figure out how to meditate differently because it's not working.
Well, yeah, and listen to Abraham Hicks. Mm-hmm. Abraham Hicks has 1,000 things on meditation. Yeah, and email me and I'll send you some of the Abrahams on meditation. Also, you can look for guided meditations. There's 1,000 apps now. Just find something that works and do it every day.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, we'll Maria.
Thank you.
Glad I got you.
Happy birthday.
Right. Thank you. Right, bye, sweetie. Next, I got 719. 719. Hello.
Nadia, happy birthday. This is Bridget in Colorado.
Hi, Bridget. How are you?
Doing well. Just had a birthday, so I'd like a general.
Happy
please.
Birthday, oh, girl. Yes, I love birthday generals. Okay, let's see. Okay, so something is knocking you out of your power a little bit here, and it's showing me around money. And this is interesting because it's almost like something you've turned a corner in some things, and then there's these other little things that are kind of annoying me here. Does that make sense to you?
Yep.
Okay.
Like
so
the flat
what?
Tire that happened.
Yeah.
You know,
like things
day.
Like that. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And then it's just an annoying, it's like in a financial, like, oh, now I got to get a new tire. I got to get a tow truck. Like, yeah, exactly. It feels like an annoying small thing, but like big things feel like you're moving. So let's talk about what these small things are, because it was like that thing with my website, you know what I mean? When I was like, really? You know, in the big picture, but it's mucking up your energy a little bit.
Okay. That'd be great.
So let me see here. Okay, so what's going on with money?
It just seems like every time I turn around, there's something else.
Right.
I'm got some medical things I'm exploring, and that's costing more. And you know, like the flat tire, and you know, I'm probably buying into the inflation worry
sure.
too much.
Sure.
But everything is costing more, and. You know, it just seems to go. And
So we need to do energy work around the money. So what I would do, because that's what's pulling me every time I'm looking at your energy, it's money that's kind of mucking up your energy, okay? So what do I want and why? And your biggest challenge is you don't know how. And you're looking at what is, right?
Yep.
So
yep.
I want you to just not, you have to sort of disconnect from what is. My husband does the same thing, inflation and, you know, the Bitcoin and the stock market and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I can't, okay? I don't want to hear it because I want to keep my abundance consciousness, you know? So what you want to focus on is abundance consciousness. Where do I have? Where can I appreciate? What do I want? Why do I want it? I want more money to be flowing in. I want, as soon as money goes out, I want to bless it. I want to bless the car people that have jobs and families. I want to give it to them with joy, right?
Yep.
And thank you, doctors, and thank God I have insurance. And, you know, this is costing money, but it's okay because I'm caring for myself. And it's shifting the energy of what's going out and asking for what you want to come in, out worrying about the how. That's the universe's job.
Okay.
Because I'm telling you right now, there's money in your escrow. There's money in your escrow, okay?
Okay.
It's here. They're showing me, like, and it's weird. Are you a Leo also, like me, Bridget?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, yeah. So they're showing me, like, a strong male energy, which is what we do have as Leos, right? So when I'm in my male energy is when I really create money. So I'm like, let's go. I'm a leader. Let's get it done, you know? Come on, money. Yeah, you know? And I want it to be more fun. Like, let me see how much money I can manifest. Let's make it a game, you know? Bringing it, challenging the universe to show you, bring me an extra $1,000 this month, just out of nowhere. Let's see how it happens, you know?
Okay.
Because
great.
It's here. And they're showing me it's in a more powerful energy than you. Like, it's showing me as a male energy, the male part of you.
Okay.
Okay, like the more sort of assertive side of you. Of like, universe, this is how it's going to go. Yes, like, this is how we're going to do it, people. Universe, let's go with money, you know, and also bringing the love to thank God my tire blew out and I wasn't hurt and I didn't get in an accident and it's all okay and, you know, looking
at
the positive.
Yep, and I did all of that.
Yeah. Good,
that
good,
went
good, good, good.
So well. I was so proud of myself on how I responded to the whole thing.
Well, that already shifted your trajectory. But it's also blessing the money that goes out because you were still wonky about the money. So that's what you want to just clean up a little bit, you know. But
okay.
It's, again, it's there for you because you have strong asking. But you just don't have strong belief. You just don't have strong belief. So we just have to strengthen your belief.
Okay, I can do that. Thank you.
Thanks, Bridget. All right, have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
All right, next here I have 847. Hello?
Hi, this is Kathy in Illinois.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, I was going to ask for a general, but then you said ask for what you're still carrying.
Yeah.
So
what are you still carrying, Kathy? Do you want me to look it for you or do you want to tell me?
Oh, I'm carrying limiting beliefs about money and
Yeah, you're very impatient. So I you keep taking score too quickly. Does that make sense to you? Like, where's my money? It's not here yet. Where's my money? Where's my money? It's not here. I don't have the money. I don't have the money. I don't have the money. I don't have the, you know, it's like you're constantly looking at what is. That's what taking score is.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so it's kind of like it's not here. It's not here. The money's not here. The money's not here. Like, that's what I'm hearing in your mind. Yeah.
I thought I was a lot more relaxed about it.
Well, you're trying to be patient. But patience is, I'm kind of avoiding it. It feels like more avoidance. So what I want you to do is it'll be a little more proactive. So tell me the negative thought you have around money. Most dominant.
First thing that came into my head, there's never enough.
There's never enough. Oh, such a good one. So how does it feel in your body when you think that?
Well, I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't go out and do this.
Right. So it just gives
you
roadblock, roadblock, wall after wall. So let's soften it a little bit. There's never enough. So I want to believe that I could have more than enough.
Okay.
I want to believe. So how does that feel? I want to believe it. I want to believe there's more money available to me. Okay. I want to believe the universe can bring me money without me doing anything I don't want to do. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So, because all this is true.
Yes. Very true.
You know, it's all true. So I want to find statements for you that are channeled for you. Because this money thing, I want you to do this for 30 days, this money work, Kathy, okay? Because I want you to turn this around, and you need to do it this month, okay? So, so every day, I want you to be really, like my son, am I in anxiety around money? And when I am, I'm going to be, make me aware so I can pivot it. Because I want you to go, wow, I'm feeling fearful around money. What does it make me know I want? Why? What would I need to believe? What would I need to believe to let this in?
Okay.
So I love the money grows on trees. Because, you know, we're like, money never grows. I'm like, no, it does. It's paper. It grows from trees. Okay. So it does grow on trees. Money flows into my life because you've been asking for money for so long that you have more money in your escrow than you could spend in this lifetime.
I like that feeling.
I'm going to tell you that. And it's there. And the problem is you still think it has to come through hours in.
A job.
Yeah, hours in equals money out. Instead of my energy. So where can you appreciate every day? So you're going to do appreciation every day. You're going to do what do I want? Why do I want it? You're going to build the awareness of when you are feeling disconnected around money. You have to build that awareness of knowing and doing something about it. I want to know I've asked for more money. Show me universe. Challenge the universe. Bring me more money in miraculous ways. You know, bring me money in ways I could never imagine. Isn't that a great one? Bring me money in ways I could never imagine. Show me all the abundance I've asked for. So you're giving it over to the universe so it's not on your back.
Yes.
That's really important for you because it's not you. It's the energy that you put out. And I'm just, I mean, when I tell you the potential for money flow for you, they're almost showing me, and I don't like using these words because it feels weird to me, but they're showing me like you have the potential like to be a lottery winner. Do you know what I mean? Like you have the potential to have a big amount of money coming out of nowhere. Like that's how strong you've asked.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like life
yes.
Oh, here's what my girlfriend said this the other day. And she goes, she's like, this is a statement I came up with money. I want life-changing money. And that came in for you. I want life-changing money. I get goosebumps. Do you feel that? You feel how that
yes.
makes you up? Yes.
Oh,
that,
my.
Now we're in alignment. And you milk that as long as you can. Find that feeling of how good that felt. That was your inner being going, yeah, we asked for that. Yeah, we can bring that to you. And I want you to feel that because that is there. That's real. And you're looking at what is and what you have manifested and what your family manifested and the how, and you're caught up in that instead of what's available to you in your vortex, what's available to you in what you've already created. Okay. This is big for everyone on this call. So thank you for bringing this up because I think this is so huge for people right now, the money stuff.
Well, we are inundated with this is this and this is this. And it's not, it's out there. It's not me. It's not
That's
here.
Right. I can't see it or smell it or taste it or touch it. It's not in my account yet, but it is in your vibrational account. And this is what I want you guys to always tune to is, what's coming, not what is. Like what is right now, as Abraham would say, is old. So you can keep creating the old over and over again. Lack consciousness, you know, the whole feeling of there's not enough. You've done this. You've practiced it for how many years? So if you keep practicing it, you'll just keep
and how many lifetimes.
Exactly. I'm done with this. I want to be rich, baby. Let's own it. I want to be rich. My son is I swear to God, a psychic. I had a psychic reading a couple months ago, and she said, your son is going to be like Elon Musk. I go, that's because I have inundated my kids with abundance mindset. And my son, he's 7 years old. He goes, Mommy, I'm going to be a billionaire. I was like, yeah, you are. Yeah, you are, son. You're seven. You manifesting that because he's already understands. Mommy, can I tell you what I manifested today? He's seven. And I'm like, that's it. I'm teaching my kids what we didn't get,
mm-hmm.
you know? And now he reminds me when I go into lack. Mommy, look at all the stuff we have. Look at all we have. Look at all we have. I go, that's right, because I taught you that. Thank you for reminding me when I forget, when I'm in fear about this thing. Like, you know, with like the Bitcoin stuff, right? We lost money in Bitcoin and all our accounts are down. And I was like, babe, don't worry. It's coming right back up. And look at my son. He's like, we're going to get millions, Daddy. Don't worry. We're going to get millions because my husband is like massive fear around money. So we work on this too daily in our house. You got
Yeah, because I played a game yesterday.
Oh, good.
I was in the car driving to work and I went, you know, yellow cars. I wonder if there's yellow cars out there. I saw 8 of them yesterday.
That's what I'm saying to you. Yeah, that's what I mean by gentle focus. What, I was with my girlfriends, and I was saying things. I can't remember what they were, but I was like, yellow jacket, this, and people just kept coming in. They're like, I'm like, $1 million, because everything I was saying started to happen, and I was like, oh, my God, where's $1 million? I'm having fun with the universe, you know, having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much, Kathy, and keep me posted on that.
You bet.
You guys, thank you so much. I've had an amazing show with you guys today. I will be live September 3rd as well for the show. I really appreciate you guys, and I really hope that each and every one of you really gets the power of this month and creates amazing things. I love you all. Have an amazing August.